Blog Talk Radio.
Come on,
See, that's what the Holy Ghost do. See, when he Amen, 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 amen. I thank God for Joshua, first chapter and the first verse. Did everyone have it? Say now after the death. I want you to, do you have an amplified co-pastor right here? Amen. Now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord. Say the servant of the Lord. I want to let you know, when you get saved and when you give your life to the Lord, you become a servant. Come on, somebody. You're no longer a slave to sin. Come on. See, I'm no longer a slave to sin. See, some people become a slave to it. Come on, somebody. Slavery ain't just what we went through with. But you can be a slave in your mind.
Come on,
oh, I wish I knew you. Y'all don't have to talk.
Come on.
Amen. Because I'm a sinner just like you, saved by
grace.
Say saved by grace.
Saved by grace.
See, nobody knows better than nobody. See, Moses' name, amen, and he became famous because now he'll be the son of Pharaoh, and he'll be the son of God. Oh, I wish I could give you
peace. Hallelujah.
Come on, somebody. See, God put incredibility to you. And when you give your life to the Lord,
yeah.
See, he's not going to take your life. You got to give it to him.
Uh-huh. Come on.
Oh, see, I got to give it to him. See, you don't ever give nobody else. Give your life to God.
Uh-huh.
You can't give enough to your friends. Don't worry about it. Give your life to the Lord.
Uh-huh.
You can't give this to help nobody. Don't worry about it. Tell him to give his life to the Lord. Who can help everybody?
Yeah.
Is that all right? Say
Moses.
Became a servant. I just want to talk this a little bit class about servants. Servants are people that don't mind doing things for God. See, this is a clue. If you're a servant, man, even though you may not be perfect, that may not be perfect.
May not be perfect.
See, it's not perfect, but the Father. But when you receive the Holy Spirit, your spirit gets perfect. And God begins to work in your character to make you make perfect decisions. Oh, y'all come on, somebody. Y'all don't mind. See, that's what perfected is. I give you pastors. I give you evangelists. I give you teachers. Amen. What for the perfected? In other words, to teach you how to do better. Come on, say to teach me how to do better. See, that's what you see. You're not supposed to be a teacher when you can't grow. Even a professor has to go back and get retrained.
Right.
Oh, y'all come on somebody. Say, train the Lord.
Train the Lord.
A servant. Say, servant.
Servant.
See, it's counted as a privilege and an honor when you become a servant to the Most High God. If you serve our flesh, you serve man, you serve the world, you serve everybody but the Lord. But I was trying to get a few people to say this morning that it's my time to do my assignment. That God gave me, and they will never die. Come on, give God praise. Come on, hallelujah. You should have gotten to do a hallelujah. And God, your assignment will never die. People die, but your assignment don't. I want to let you know, when you do your assignment, God will make you feel more. Say you'll come to you. Your pressure will leave you. All the time you tell y'all about something I know about. Why will it leave you? Hallelujah. Come on. Stuff coming to me, I ain't even trying to get it. Why? Because I'm a servant. I got any servants in the house? Come on. So I ain't getting ready to come to you because you are
servant.
Y'all, I want you to get that in your spirit. You're no longer a slave to sin. You're no longer a slave and it becomes your free. You know, some people do things because they feel comfortable doing it. But in order to get free from it, amen, you got to become a servant. Or you want to come on somebody. Moses became a servant. Hallelujah. He became a servant. Hallelujah. After he murdered the man. Come on. It's a clue that what your assignment is that you want to stop. Come on, somebody. That's a clue. What your assignment is, the thing that you don't like, it disturbs you. It didn't mess with you. You can't sleep. That's a clue that God has given that you that assignment to do. Yeah, so Sinetta is supposed to be a community like that. Come on, somebody. That's her assignment. She's our community director. Come on, give God The one that speaks the flow is a
servant.
I need a Holy Ghost that I talk to me for real.
He's giving you the season of preparation. It's a season of preparation. Season of preparation is a season that God has prepared you to do what I have called you from, even from your mother's womb. He said, Joshua 1 and 5, he said, I knew you before you knew yourself. Come on. He said, I appointed you. Say appointed. You didn't pick the river, God appointed you to the river. Had Sister Jesus and Salina together for all these years, to get all of those families here at the river. Y'all are going to give God praise. Sister Jesus came in and threw her up and down still coming to church. So both of them look at the past stuff. All that people look at the past stuff as me, but you got to pray the good stuff that God got in you. Y'all know this good stuff. You got to stop me. Come on. Is that all right? There shall not any man be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so will I be with you. I will not fail you nor forsake you. Y'all, I was not here to be. Y'all get that word? All the days of your life. Not some of the time, but say all. Hallelujah. And what you have to do for God to be with you, you got to form any conversation that don't preserve your assignment. Come on, somebody. Say bad communication. Corrupt this marriage. Right, because when you're going through this type of thing, as I was with Moses, so I'll be with you. He knew that Moses went through some warfare. Say warfare. You know who seasons of warfare. 2 Timothy 2 and 1 said, thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man in that war entertaining himself with the path of this life that he may please him who have chosen him to be a good soldier. I want to let you know that you can entertain yourself with people, amen, that's not trying to, amen, elevate you to the place God is trying to get you. Come on, somebody. Because the Holy Spirit will be with you. He said, I will not fail you nor forsake you. Say the Holy Spirit.
The Holy Spirit.
The Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. That's why the enemy has tried to tear the core of America. He's trying to tear the core of America through the family. That's why he took the Ten Commandments out of the courthouse. He took the Ten Commandments out of the bathroom. Say the Ten Commandments. He took it out. Why? Because he knew that we didn't have a word to go by that was holy. You can follow the enemy word. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. And then what happened is God had to give Joshua this word because he knew that there would be people that was going to come against him. I want to let you know, if you begin to do so for God, do not expect not the enemy to sit back and just let you walk in. You got to prepare yourself. Oh, y'all, come on, somebody. For the attack. Come on, so you got to prepare yourself for the attack. And so what you have to do, you have to say, Lord, in the name of Jesus, I renounce the spirit of stress. Y'all, come on. Y'all know you be stressed out. Some of us have a dying attack. You don't even know why you have it. Oh, I'm the only one. I don't want to be depressed. You can, come on, it's so bad that you can have money in your pocket and still be stressed. Come on, somebody. Because you stress up, so you got some people that are stressed. They're waking up stressing over everything, Lord. And you get a glass of water. You know why I said it. You stress. You stress your eyes for it. Come on, y'all. Come on, y'all. Come on. It's stressed up to you. You stressed up. You just stressed. Just keep stuff going. If you have her, you got to have her eye. That's all I got, President. Keep it real. Just like y'all, but y'all keep it real. That's not like Did God want to take you to these little places? And the first thing we must do, we must receive what God gave us. God has given us the Holy Spirit. I want you to remember that. You must receive what God gave you. God gave you a gift that you must use. God gave you a mouth.
Y'all know some of us got a silver tongue. We can talk anything out. We can talk to people about anything.
All right,
sir. That's right. Hey, y'all, Sister Michelle, I pray for you.
Come on. Come on. You remember how the light soul, you be like me one time when I said, no praise to the Father. Amen. Hallelujah. Lord, I said, Lord, have mercy. My light soul down and down, let it pay the light. God touched my name and said, cross this over 3 miles all over into my house and warm my home with light soul. Come on, say amen. You say the way. And so that's why it's important in my clothes. Let us all stand. You know, as far as one thing with Jesus, I will not fail you nor forsake you. He's not going to fail you, y'all. In other words, the grace of God is going to help us. He'll never leave you nor forsake. And the enemy's first job is to get you to forsake your assignment. First thing he'll do, child, and then he's going back. He like everybody else. See, the thing is, this time, you didn't pick the place God picked for you. So it's different from playing. It's different from playing yourself and just doing something. Just throwing something out there. But when you plan it, it takes time. You got to dig it out. You got to increase it, put the seed in there, and you got to water. And so, what you got to do now, in order for the Lord to continue to bless you, you got to say, Lord, I'm going to be good to allow you to water me, to build me, to help me, so I can help somebody else. Come on, somebody. And so, your assignment this week, River, is that you witness to three people. Say, three people. And you invite them to the house of the Lord next Sunday. Come on, somebody. Oh, yes. Everybody find three people that you know they need to hear a word from the Lord. Yes. Come on, somebody. Yes. Say this about souls. And that's what Joshua was. Joshua led them into the promised land.